This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Ramirez. Date of birth, April the 21st, 1967. Case ID number is 664-1892. Date of exam, December the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Juan Salazar. Dated 7/20/2022. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old married male with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and anxiety/depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he worked as a farmer and also as a carpenter for 7 years. During the time that he worked as a farmer and a migrant worker, he worked for 25 years. The claimant states that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He does have a ninth grade education and presently lives in a house with his family. His wife is presently on disability, but he's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, osteoarthritis. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. And number five, depression/anxiety. History of allegations, number one, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2013, he started to develop severe osteoarthritis of his right shoulder, left elbow, and right knee. The claimant states that x-rays were performed, which confirmed that he did have osteoarthritis. An x-ray was performed on 7/20/2022, which stated that he had mild osteoarthritis of his right knee. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 5 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and can write, but is unable to hold a coffee cup in his hands unless he uses both hands, and is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift more than 5 pounds above his head. He is able to use a skillet. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane and a walker. He did not bring the walker with him or the cane. He did present with a right knee brace and is presently seeing a doctor at Clinica del Valle. He is presently on Tylenol 650 milligrams, 4 tablets, TID, which does give him relief. He was warned about not taking as many pills as he's taken at this time, which could cause liver failure in the future. The claimant does do exercise with a foot bicycle at home, and but does very little other exercise. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing lighthouse work, going to the grocery store, and doing a little bit of the laundry. He does not cook or do any other exercise except for a foot bicycle that he uses at home to get some exercise. His condition at this time is stable, and he was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states in 2020, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 7 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy coma, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy, especially of his feet. He checks his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 63 to 300 milligrams slash DL. He states his blood glucose level today was 180 milligrams slash DM. He is presently on metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was and states that he probably hasn't had it done because of lack of funds. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, frontal headaches, comma, and blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, comma, or nephropathy. He is presently on Mycardis, 40 milligrams QD, and his blood pressure at this visit was 149 over 96 mmHg, which is borderline high. The claimant has not been taking most of his medications secondary to lack of funds. Allegation number 4, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2021, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, comma, a peripheral vascular disease. He is presently on fish oil, 1,000 milligrams. Two capsules QD, which he states appears to be controlling his levels. However, he has not had his levels checked. Allegation number 5, anxiety slash depression. The claimant states that in 2021, he developed severe major depression and anxiety. He states he suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, decreased appetite, comma, decreased concentration and motivation, comma, occasional anger, comma, and worries about his bills because he's unable to work because of his knee pain. He denies any violent acts, comma, homicidal ideation or actions, comma, insomnia, comma, apathy, comma, and he does bathe and groom himself daily as well as brush his teeth daily. His mental status was normal. He was well kept and wearing casual attire. His behavior was cooperative, although he did appear anxious. He had good eye contact with me and was alert. The claimant is oriented 4 to place, time, situation, and person. His attention and concentration are normal, and his mannerisms are normal at this time. His speech, clarity, tone, articulation, and memory appeared to be normal and intact, with a little bit of pressure secondary to anxiety. His thought process were normal, and there was no dissociative symptoms. His thought contact revealed no abnormalities that were reported or observed. He states he occasionally hears voices and does see shadows, but he's not being treated for this. He denies any suicidal thoughts or attempts in the past or any kind of homicidal thoughts at this time. His mood is depressed and anxious, and he also states that all of this started because he lost his son in August of 2021 when he died of cirrhosis of the liver at 33 years of age. He was suffering from depression and was unable to save his son. He does have a history of substance abuse, where he used marijuana in 2021 to help him with the stress. He is presently on alprazolam, 1 milligram QD, which he gets from Mexico. He has not worked since 2019. The claimant states that his family, his wife, and his grandchildren helped to give him support in his family. He appears to be doing fairly well at this time, although his main concern at this time is not being able to provide for his family. Family history. His mother is 87 and suffers from hypertension, congestive heart failure, and does have a pacemaker. His father is 97 and suffers from hypertension, shortness of breath, and seizure disorder. Medications, aprazolam 1 milligram QD, Tylenol 650 milligrams, 4 tablets TID, Mycardis 40 milligrams QD, fish oil 1,000 milligrams, 2 capsules QD, and metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. The claimant is not always taking all these medications, secondary to lack of funds. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus type 2, depression / anxiety, obesity, osteoarthritis, right knee pain, major surgeries, rupture of the right distal biceps, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 cigarettes per week for 3 or 4 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant does have a history of using marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was in 2021. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit. Weight, 263 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8 and 3/4 inches tall. BP, 149 over 96 mmHg. Heart rate, 65 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 38. Oxygen saturation, 96%. General. This is a 56-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? After the fourth sentence, the claimant has poor dentition and has multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally except for a few ronchi. The claimant states he's just getting over a upper respiratory infection. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have multiple tattoos noted. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was depressed for the time and mildly anxious. He does have clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally. However, the claimant did have decreased reflexes of the right brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilateral on the right side. The left side appeared to be normal. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assisted device except for a right knee brace. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the lumbar sign was negative. The claimant was unable to perform a heel and shin exam secondary to knee pain. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness generally. Mild joint swelling was noted, and deformity of the right knee, where the claimant has medial and lateral meniscal tenderness. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, especially on the right side, where the claimant does have pain of the right knee and is unable to flex very well. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes and was not able to perform this task very well. He is not able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He presented with no cane at this time, but does have one at home and does need to use it. He has difficulty in ambulating. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 3 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical. And biceps brachioradialis was 0 on the right side and plus 1 on the left. For the patella and Achilles reflexes, reflexes were plus 2 bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms bilaterally. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 3 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. The claimant is unable to make a full closed fist, pinch, or oppose fingers with both hands. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle very small objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right knee, which may be coming from bilateral torn meniscus with instability. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 3/5, and the claimant is unable to oppose, pinch, or make a full close fist. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to generalized weakness and poor strength in general. Probable diagnoses. Number one, osteoarthritis of the joints. Not confirmed with physical examination or x-rays. The claimant did have an x-ray of the right knee in July of 2022, which revealed a mild osteoarthritis. I believe at this time the claimant probably has some kind of deranged right knee problem and may have a other osteoarthritic type ailments and possibly damage to the right shoulder consisting of impingement syndrome and possibly tendonitis. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time, is more likely and not poorly controlled since he states he does not always take his medication. I do not know what his last hemoglobin A1C is. He states his blood glucose level today was 180, which is high. Allegation number three, hypertension, being treated at this time. His blood pressure is 149/96 mmHg, which is borderline high. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, being treated with fish oil. He denies any in-organ damage, and I do not know what his levels are. Allegation number five, anxiety/depression, being treated with prazolam from Mexico. He does appear to be fairly stable and does have good family support. He did lose a son to cirrhosis of the liver. However, he appears to be recovering from this episode. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Ramirez.